What do you expect from these joint practices? Obviously, this team hasn't done it in a while. You haven't done it at the NFL level. Just what do you expect going into it?
Just going out there and compete, work hard. You know, new look, new defense. Can be physical, I feel like, you know, going against another team. Don't know each other, trying to prove a point. And just got to be prepared for everything.
What can you learn? I mean, this can be a real measuring stick for you guys, right? I mean, over these next couple of days, you can really kind of get a sense as to where you guys are progress-wise, you think? Or?
Right, I think so. Just, you know, all the work we put in, it's really going to be like another game for us because a new team, like I said, everybody's going to be going hard. And just a good measuring stick for us going into the season.
And then how do you feel that will impact the preseason game on Saturday? I mean, you're going to get two good days of looks at what they like to do.
Right.
You know, and then you get to put it out on the field. I mean, it's not the way it usually works in the preseason.
Right. Like you said, you know, we get two extra days to go against the Steelers, get a look at their squad and how they're going to play things on the defensive end for us. And just going out there, we're going to play Saturday and just be prepared for it. You know, we're going to see it throughout the week.
Is it almost like live scouting? Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you're worried about your own assignments in practice, obviously.
Right. Live scouting, you know, seeing how a guy plays a certain coverage, how he bails, how he presses. And that's why you're going to go out there and play against him against the game. You know what's coming. Know how to attack him. So the advantage is for us. Well, for both, I guess. But whoever studies more, I guess, has
so,
the advantage.
So might you be inclined to maybe leave a thing or two in your back pocket for Saturday and not use it on Wednesday or Thursday?
You might as well. You know, as long as you're winning each and every rep, you know, you should be ready.
Have the coaches talked to you guys about balancing the physicality and going up against another team in almost game atmosphere, but also doing it under training camp rules without full tackling and kind of the less than full 100% football that you play here at camp?
Right. There's a there is a live period. Other than that, it's the tempo. So, really, that's all he really said, but at all times, just protect yourself.
Robert, there's you got a few weeks of practice now and a couple of games under your belt. What are your expectations for this team for this year?
Just to, you know, be better than last year, you know, get to the playoffs. It's been a great offseason for us so far, you know, with the training and the work every guy in this building has put in. And, you know, you could just see, you know, the guys are a lot more focused than they were in previous years. Attitudes and just determined to win, and you see that across the building.
Do you talk about ending the streak and making the playoffs? Do you guys talk about that?
Yeah, we always speak about it in meetings and in the locker room. We always go over percentages, what it takes on third down and the red zone, stuff like that for the offense. And you know, every day we go over that and make sure we're at that right mark.
Obviously, New England seems to be the team to beat here. Do you guys feel confident that you can do that and can compete in the AFC East?
I mean, I think we're the team to beat. You know, we need to play better. We're always beating ourselves in games. And I think that's pretty much what it is. We never finish the games that we lose, and we have to do that this year.